Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Today, I have a bunch of voices in here. I mean, actually, these guys, they make money from their voice. They do really well. We've got the Tanglefoot Band. Welcome, Tanglefoot.
Hello. Thank you. Guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, we got a total of five of these fellas all smashed into the studio. And you guys are playing this Friday on the 16th, August 16th, at the City Center Plaza in downtown Jerseyville.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Rock the block.
Rock the block. I'll go through and introduce all of you. John Evans.
Hey.
Hey, John. So what are you playing? What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just living the dream. You know how it goes.
So vocals and guitar.
I play vocals, acoustic guitar, and electric guitar.
Really? So when you sing, do you sing a lot louder than you talk usually, or what?
Yeah.
John, married?
Yes, married to Olivia, and have two boys, Wyatt and Waylon.
Wyatt and Waylon. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we have Ben Schroeder.
Yeah, Ben Schroeder here.
Yeah, tell us about yourself, Ben.
I'm Ben Schroeder. I'm the high school automotive instructor here in Jerseyville, and I have two girls, Della and Lily Schroeder.
Yes, fantastic. And we have Waylon Schroeder. Yep. Welcome, Waylon.
Thank you. I teach at the middle school, band, grades 5 through 7, and play music a lot, and I have two kids, Miles and Ella.
How old are Miles and Ella?
Miles is almost 11, and Ella will be turning 9 very soon.
Fantastic. And then next on the list, Danny Widman. Hello, Danny.
How are we doing?
Good. So what's your contributions?
I play in Tanglefoot. That's it. That's how I make my money.
I wonder why you walked here today.
Yeah, right. I own a construction company with my brother, Widman Construction.
Cool.
Yeah, I got a wife and two kids, Hannah and Harry.
All right. Yeah. So who's your father?
Terry Widman.
Terry. Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah. And you inherited, you got a new brother-in-law?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Now, do you
you put him to work at all, doing anything?
He stays busy on his own, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes we got to clean up his messes here. No, I'm kidding. He's a good dude. Parker.
Oh, yeah. I love Parker. Yes. And Rusty Grapple, how about you, Rusty? What are you up to with this band?
Oh, I play bass, sing a share of the vocals.
I heard that the bass was the hardest instrument to play. Is that true?
Well,
is it kind of difficult?
It's a little tough to play and sing it at the same time.
Yeah, because I think so. Yeah,
but it is the heart and soul of the band. So
of course,
I'm here to make them sound good. You know?
Yes, and you do a good job.
Well, I try to.
Yes.
Well, he's also our PR guy, our manager.
He's also our PR guy, our manager. He hauls the trailer and all the equipment, basically the roadie. So he
booking
does a lot.
Agent,
he does a lot more.
Yeah.
Tax guy.
Tax guy.
Tax guy. Yeah.
So do you have a wife and children?
Yep, got a wife, Tammy. Two boys at home, James and Curtis.
How old are James and Curtis?
Curtis just turned 4. James will be 6 next month.
Super. Well, you guys are a family band.
Yeah, and I have a wife too. I forgot to mention that, Ashley. Yeah. Been married for 18 years.
Got to make sure you throw those names out. It's like being on the birthday show on WJBM. You know?
Yeah. Yes. So, are you guys excited about playing Friday?
Oh,
very
yeah.
Excited.
Oh,
yeah. Very excited.
Yeah. Is this one of the biggest venues you've ever played at?
Don't
answer that all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, it should.
No.
Well, we'll see how many people show up.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be.
It could be. Yeah, it yes.
could
be.
I mean, it could
exactly.
be.
Mm-hmm. We played some, we've had some really big crowds down actually at the park in Grafton. Like they're setting up their lawn chairs in the bank parking lot across the street, you know, so that was always fun. But we played downtown St. Louis, a place called the Garage STL, which is a pretty big venue.
Yeah.
Not to say we packed it, but it's a big venue. But
Waylon?
What was the question?
Loading dock's always.
Oh yeah, loading dock's always fun too. Yeah,
a thousand people. Good. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's cool.
We mainly play bars and outside events and some weddings and stuff like that too.
Yeah,
you know, some private events.
What were you guys? Do you have a song that you always start off with, like your kicker?
Generally, a lot of the times it's "The Weight" by the band. Mm-hmm. We like to do that one. We know it so well. It's like the back of our hand. You know, we can just kind of ease in and
test all our mics for like harmonies and stuff.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, we all contribute. So mm-hmm. it's a good way to kind of break the ice and make sure everything's lined out.
Super. So, what is generally, we were talking a little bit before we started here. What is kind of your music in general? What do you guys call yourselves as far as your genre?
I'd say mainly it's a blend of Southern rock, blues, and some country also.
Yeah, more like 90s era country, not really modern country.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As far as your cover songs, what are some of your top cover songs that you like to play?
Oh, man. I mean, standards, we play like Blue Sky, Allman Brothers, Cheap Sunglasses, ZZ Top, Heard in a Love Song, Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
Those are some of our anchors. You
it's
know?
A lot of stuff that our dads played. Like,
yeah.
Rusty's dad and my dad were in a band and stuff. So it's kind of some of the stuff that they played back then. But, you know, some of the best songs are written in the 60s and 70s, you know.
Hey, Ben, do you have any favorite songs that you like to perform?
I always like the songs the girls dance to, you know. Yeah. So it might be something kind of corny they don't like, but it'll happen every
hurt
once in
so
a while.
Hurt So Good.
Like what
hurt
are...
Hurt So Good.
Oh, you know, Hurt So ask. Good.
Country Girl Shake It For Me. All those things. Oh, yeah. But...
Country Squirrel.
You know, as a drummer, it's kind of what it is, but it's always a good time with these guys.
Yeah. So, like on your drums, okay? Like... what kind of drums do you play? Isn't there like with drums, you know, there's like certain guys play certain drums?
No, I play a pretty basic drum set, a four piece. I actually got a DW kit this past year and it was actually the Air Force Band. So it's pretty cool drum set. It has a lot of history to it. It actually was played in Iraq and other places over the years. So I talked to the owner of it and his son was in that band and his dad was telling me all about all the places drum set's been. So it's got a little history to it. It's kind of neat. And seeing that, it's getting to be played around Jerseyville and Alton and St. Louis area.
And all the now you guys have been playing for how many years now?
11 years, since 2013.
Hey, Danny, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Of all the places and all the times that you guys have been playing together, what's the craziest night that you ever had?
Oh boy!
And tell me about it.
We're hoping Friday at Rock the Block's going to be the craziest.
No, I think that might be crazy.
We don't have a lot of crazy ones. There was one time. It was St. Patrick's Day, and there was a little bit of a brawl, but it wasn't because of us.
Of course not.
There was some tension going on at the place we were going to play. We were playing. I'm not going to say any names, but the tension was already there before we got there, and then it just erupted right when we were playing. And luckily, we didn't take the brunt of it, but...
we were passing equipment to other people. Like, I was passing guitars and trying to get stuff out
of
the way.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get all this expensive stuff out of the way.
It all ended okay. And then the very next day, they announced that it was COVID, and they were shutting everything down.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
But nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt. No.
No equipment got broke.
No, I think your guitar got a little scratch or something because we passed it really fast.
It got dented up a little bit. Yeah.
It's all right.
Usually you buy them like that, though.
Yeah, battle scars. You know, it gives it character.
So, how many different places have you played over there? You've been playing for how many years now?
So we got 11 years, and a while back, I sat down and tried to add up like all the gigs we played and figure it all out. And so what the numbers I came up with is we played like 215 gigs at this point. We played like 48 different venues in 16 different towns. So,
yeah,
you know, and that, I mean, that's wedding venues, you know, bars, clubs, festivals, parks, whatever.
Markets.
Yeah, 16 markets. We are on radio. We'll keep it media terminology.
So you guys are playing. What other gigs you got scheduled for this upcoming year, this summer? Got any other coming on?
Well, we'll be after Rock the Block. I believe the first weekend of September, we're going to be down at the Loading Dock. And then in October, we're going to be at Bakers and Hale and Godfrey. And then beginning of November, they're having a country music festival in Grafton, a whole weekend thing. And we're going to play at the Loading Dock for that as well.
I see. If you're just joining us, I have with me the five members of the band Tanglefoot. The band's been around for 11 years. These guys have been playing together. All of them have been playing for 8 years. Is there anything, any special situations you guys want to comment on as far as a group together? Anything that's happened in your history?
Russ, why don't you tell them how Tanglefoot came about, the name?
Yeah.
Tanglefoot. Mm-hmm. Well, Tanglefoot was actually the CB handle of my uncle, John Ward. And it was just, actually, it was a Facebook post that I put out. I was trying to decide on a band name, or we were trying to decide on a band name, but I posted two really stupid names. Like, should we go with this or this? I can't remember what they were. One of them, I think, was Vanilla Thunder, which is just completely stupid.
Oh, man, really?
But then,
we could have been
Matt.
Vanilla
that was
Thunder.
Probably Matt Garland. But in the comments, somebody, well, I think it was my aunt, said Tanglefoot, that was your Uncle John's CB handle. And a couple people were like, yeah, that's a really good name. And so it was kind of like a neutral, nice neutral name. Sometimes bands, they start off and they kind of make a really silly name. They kind of choose a funny name. And we almost did. We almost called ourselves Bottoms Up. But we just got something a little more neutral that was just sounded like a band.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Now, a few of you, I know John, you play as a solo.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you went down to Nashville for a while.
Yep.
And how long did you stay down there in Nashville?
Back and forth. I think it was 2 years back and forth. I never really stayed down there for long spurts, but just kind of went back and forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you like down there? You dislike? What'd you like?
I liked the crowds. I didn't like the traffic.
Yeah.
And then it just got worse from there, Since 2010, it's just gone downhill.
Could you make any money down there playing?
Yeah, we made pretty good money. It was all tips. But yeah,
it's
you made
just
pretty
tips
good money.
Down there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you made pretty good money doing it. Yeah. It was pretty good experience. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the favorite places that you like to play or have played?
My favorite place down there is Robert Western World, but I never got to play there. But I'd say my favorite place I played down there was Rippy's. It'd probably be Rippy's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right on the, right in the middle of everything.
It's like three stories or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about around here? Where have you liked to play?
Loading Dock. That's my favorite.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite place to play because it's always packed. It's always got 1,000 people around there.
Unless it rains.
Unless it rains. Then it's a whole other story.
But, yeah. There's a story there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
That's a whole other thing. Who wants to take the lead on that one?
That we about lost all of our equipment down there one time because it just opened up on us one night.
No kidding.
Yep.
Don't they have a cover over where you play?
Well, it was coming in from the sides.
Oh.
And it...
Mini hurricane.
It just kind of...
It was a small storm that came up on the radar, and then as soon as it hit Grafton, it just kind of stayed there, twirled for hours.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
They were very helpful. They brought out tarps and trash bags, and they covered all of our stuff, help us just keep it undercover. We couldn't take it out at that point because if we got out from underneath the cover, the roof, then it would have just got soaked. So we basically just sat there with everything tarped off. And
I just remember looking over and seeing Benny and his SUV just launching towards the stage while it's just pouring down rain. And
just backed right across the patio.
Yep.
Load it up,
saving
boys.
Cars.
How about any other places down in Grafton you guys like to play at?
Well, we've been playing Music in the Park for the last, 4 years. That's always a really good turnout.
Mm-hmm.
So we really enjoy that. We've played throughout Grafton several places over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, some, you know, for a few years and then we'll play somewhere else, but steadiest one has been the Loading Dock.
Yep. Now, how often do you guys play? A year or a month? Or I know you're all married, you got kids. I mean, I'm sure it's not like you were when you were younger. So
we play twice a month, sometimes once a month, but we try not to play every weekend because we want to keep it fresh. And like you said, we want to be home with our families too, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's a hobby, you know, it's a side thing, you know, we're not going to let it take up too much, you know, too much of our time. But
I can imagine that's kind of hard to coordinate with basically, you know, 10 people, cause your wives are included in this and they're making, you know, to get everybody available.
It's pretty tough.
It can be a sacrifice.
I had one spot. I mean, I missed a lot of birthdays, a lot of parties, a lot of this and that because of playing. But that's the life you have to live. You know, if you want to do this, you're going to miss out a lot of stuff.
I used to play like several nights a week when I was younger. And
it's all about finding the balance, you know, finding the right balance.
Mm-hmm. A question I have for you guys and you, whoever wants to answer or multiple answers. What do you, as an entertainer, what really makes you want to do it? You know, as far as, because I know the money isn't fantastic and it is a lot of work and it takes up a lot of time, but what do you really enjoy about performing?
Just the music, really.
What do you mean the music?
I mean, it's just playing music and being able to, when you play, you know, you're giving emotion and feelings out, you know, that sometimes you might not be able to get across by talking. It's just a way of expressing emotions.
Do you?
And it's more about the music than it is like telling jokes and entertaining. I feel like we're definitely more of a musician's band than we are just like an entertaining band. You know, you come and just kind of listen and take it in instead of just, there's a show. And we're wearing wigs and stuff like that. No, we're not doing that. We're just up there playing.
What age did you guys start taking a big interest in music? When did that start for you guys?
I think me and Ben's dad played music, so we were just all around it the whole time. So I think Ben started playing drums with me and dad when... Three,
four,
with
five.
A little half-size drum set. Played Hot Blooded is your first song, I remember.
Hot Blooded was my first song.
Straight beat, just keep a beat, and we'd play with him. So, And then I played a little guitar. I think Dad got me a guitar for my 7th Christmas or something like that. And then I took up saxophone in band. I had Mr. Mike Ferrari from Jerseyville, who I still talk to this day. In sixth grade, they started in sixth grade, then at Grafton School, and then kind of took off from there.
That saxophone, you know, that's not a lot of sax players around here.
No, not around these parts so much.
But it's a cool instrument.
Well, thanks.
For sure.
He's a sought-after musician. He plays in other bands, too. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, he does?
He's a very sought-after musician.
I bet. Yeah, well... fellas,
I'll say one thing. Waylon's mentioned him and Ben's dad a few times and my dad playing music together. So I can kind of take it back to the beginning here and give you the history of the band. If you want to do that.
Great.
So it all started in 1968. back in the mid 70s, my dad, Mike Groppel and Dale Schroeder, were in a band called the Illinois Cowboys, that played around. And then they were in a band again in the early 2000s, a bluegrass band called Hickory Grove. And it was about that time that I got to know Dale. I met Waylon, I met Benny. And it was like 2010. Dale says, "Hey, I'm going to start a band, me, you, Benny and Waylon." So that was Living Proof. And we'd play a couple times a year, mostly at the Elks Lodge.
And that was the name of your band, Living Proof?
Yep, Living Proof, which was Waylon's name. But eventually Waylon stepped away from that. He was playing Warehouse Project, Janeway Duo, whatever other, you know, numerous projects. And Benny stepped away to join a band called the Mississippi Mud Ducks with a guy named Danny Widman. So they played together for about a year in the Mud Ducks, and then that kind of dissipated, but they wanted to keep going with something. So Benny called me up, said, "Hey, bring out your bass. We're going to jam. We might try a little three-piece thing or something." I said, "Well, I kind of want to play guitar, but my buddy Matt Garland is a really good bass player, so I'm going to bring him," which he didn't tell Danny, and that kind of threw him off a little bit. But we all hit it off real quick playing. By the end of that afternoon, we were like, "All right, we're starting a band." And then that was the beginning of Tanglefoot.
I'll be darned.
That was 2013. Matt went in the Navy in 2015, and that's whenever we brought in John, I met John the first time the week before we played our very first gig. And John's like, "Man, I'd really like to start up a band." And I was like, "I'd love to start a band with you, but I just started one, so."
A little late.
But, you know, kept him on the radar, went out and see him play his acoustic shows over the next few years. And then whenever the time came, I said, "Guys, I'll move over to bass. Let's bring John in, play guitar, and, you know, we'll have three vocalists," which is something that I think helps set us apart from a lot of bands. You go see most bands and there's like one singer the whole time. Maybe sometimes they got two singers, but, you know, we got three different guys that share lead vocals, and then even Waylon, you know, Waylon sings a handful of songs as well. So, you know, we got four guys singing, five guys doing harmonies, you know, so it adds a lot of variety to the sound.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go like three songs in a row and all of them sound a little bit different. So it doesn't all run together.
And I'll bet with you guys just playing once or twice a month, you look so forward to getting together and playing that you really, I mean, you let it all out and really enjoy yourselves, and it becomes an exceptional performance.
It does help, I think, having a little bit of time in between. You know, you recharge the batteries and you have something to look forward to. It's not like, "Oh man, I got to go out and play again this, you know,
yeah,
I'm not
right.
playing,
it's not
playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon." You're like, "Oh, I guess we'll go do it again." But
we don't get burnt out.
Exactly.
No. But then we play enough to where we stay tight enough to where, you know, we don't lose it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's a fine line. Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect scenario. So come out and hear the perfect scenario Friday, August 16th. At the City Center Plaza in Jerseyville, Illinois. These guys will be playing, rocking it up, and it should be a good time. So we'll see you all out there. Thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.